Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today in my part of the world. It's a sunny June the 11th day. I hope it's that way for you. Joining me, Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
We got great weather, too.
Yeah, good. Well, you usually do.
Well, and, our June gloom has burned off early. We're so excited. Yeah.
You know, we have about, I heard this statistic. In May in Indianapolis, you usually have about 80% sunny days, and this year we had 80% rainy, cloudy days. Anyway, let me tell everybody what we're going to do. We're going to be in the studio today for 3 hours. Usually it's just two. So if you want to join us, here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. The third hour, we're going to do a little recording. Because I'm going to take off on my birthday, but we'll do the show that will air on my birthday. And so that'll be kind of fun for us. Wish I was here live, but I'll be probably fishing or something like that. I don't know, with the kids. Anyway, you can call us for 3 hours right now, 1-800-229-3000. Later on, we're going to tell you how we're doing with our matching gift. And of course, we've got our thank you gift, best of. All these things we'll talk about, but I want to give you one thing to think about. You know, when you get into Christian recovery or life recovery, one of the things that you come across are the steps, and they talk about working the steps. And I was just looking at the sixth step, where it's just all about getting ready or becoming willing for God to remove all of your defects and shortcomings. And you'd think, wow, why would you need a whole step for something like that? Well, what would that be? Well, you know, a lot of times we're willing to do some things, but we're not willing to do others, or we don't. You know, we might say, oh, I'm willing for God to take away this anger or the hatred that I have. Okay, yeah, that's good. Now, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to go and work with a counselor to see where does all that anger come from? Are you willing to do some major grief work to let go of some things that might live? Are you willing to work through acceptance, forgiveness, all these different things that God would have us do to build character? And finally,
Steve,
use those things to remove the shortcomings.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Well,
I'd be willing to wait for God to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I'll sit here and wait for him and let him do it. I'll get out of his way. But
right. Well, but, you need a step. Yeah, you need a whole step to work on willingness. And, you know, sometimes guys come into our Everyman's Battle weekend, and, you know, they're willing to be there. But now there's a new level of willingness. Are you willing to be totally honest? Are you willing to be totally open? So I would just say, here's a great thing to do today. What is your level of willingness to do tough things, hard things, so that God can do the work that God wants to do? A lot of times we pray for God to do what God has been waiting for us to do. One of the things you could do is just pick up the phone. If you need help, you could call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to be with us, we're going to be sitting around right here with these big old microphones in front of us for 3 hours. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. You can join us. We'd love for you to. We'll take a break, come right back, and go, literally go, right to those phone calls that we're looking forward to talking to. We'll be back after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, we're all here for you at 1-800-229-3000. We'll start the program with Dina. Dina lives near Reston, Virginia, listens to really the most wonderful station, WAVA. We love that station. And Dina, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. So, I'm a Club New Life member. I've been listening to you for several years. And so I don't know how to get into this. It's a long story, but the short of it is my ex committed suicide 2 months ago.
Oh, how long did you... Oh,
your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend or...
Ex-husband. I was married to him for 14 years. I've known him for 17 years. He just turned 50. We got divorced about 6 years ago due to his mental health issues. And I just couldn't contain... we sort of worked together, and in about, like I want to say, 10 years into the relationship, he was like very unstable. He was depressed and anxious all the time, paranoid. Fearful, delusional at times. I didn't know what to do. We worked for the government and we held security clearances. So, and maybe I don't know if I should say that on the phone, but he didn't want to go and get diagnosed because he didn't want to lose his work and job. And eventually just kind of crumbled, everything crumbled, and I realized that he was just going out doing crazy stuff, and he was, cheating on me. He found another woman, and he was having fun with her for about 6, maybe 7, 8 months before I realized that's what he's doing. So I asked him to leave the house, and we both ran a small business together. I mean, he was dysfunctional, so I had to take over the business, and I kept my home, and...
Okay, so let me interrupt you here real quick. So you gave him a chance to change, to get better. He was really troubled. He was unfaithful to you. You had grounds for divorce. Yes. If you listen to us a lot, and you obviously do, you know that rather than enable a problem like his, we encourage people, well, hey, rather than just continuing to let it go, maybe if you did file, that would snap the person out of it. You know, that's always our hope. Well, you did file, and then you did move to, and nothing changed. But I would say this, I don't know if it helps at all, but I would say that, you did some things to help, and you didn't sit around and do nothing, and then all of this just happened.
So it feels bad because I nursed him for years, and I lugged him from one psychologist to another psychiatrist, and he was told that he's depressed, He has anxiety issues. And his family, I live in Virginia. His family's in California, actually close to you guys. I know for sure that whatever it is, this is psychological or I want to say mental health issue runs in his family on his mother's side.
So the question for us then is what is your question, specific question for us then?
Question is, he took off, went with another woman, and then another woman. He's been living with a woman with three kids, a lot younger than him. And I hear from a friend that he committed suicide 2 months ago. And it just feels, so it's been 6 years. It's been traumatic. I've been in counseling, McLean Bible Church Christian Counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I stayed in the same home.
Okay, so what's the question for us, though? What are you hoping we could help you with?
Now it's all coming back to me. So I have, I just feel guilty. I feel like he was less than, he had mental health issues.
But ask me a specific question about it, though. What's something you would hope that you could get from us?
Just to get over the feeling that I don't want to say I kept him together, but I kept him from, helped him from, like, killing himself. And now I let him go.
Yeah.
He goes and he kills himself.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, Dina, are you feeling like you abandoned him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a difficult feeling to have. And yet to be the one to hold him together, right? I mean, he's going to either kill himself or you are there constantly to hold him together. That's a pretty tall order.
But, you know, I could have committed him to an institution. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to go. I mean, I just feel like the mental health field failed him and me.
Okay. Mm. All right, let me help you here, and Dave and Jill then can. So a big part of life is doing what we can do and trying to get beyond what we didn't do or what we could have done, right? So I think you really need to grieve the loss of the marriage. I think you need to do some grief work as far as the loss of him, the loss of all the things. I think that's the beginning. Then you start to forgive him, the medical profession, and yourself.
Yeah.
You do the grieving. You do the forgiving. Now you can move into accepting the reality and you'll get beyond it. But what happens is a lot of times people like yourself will just be angry, disappointed, or they'll try to, you know, just kind of dismiss it. Well, you know, I did everything I could. But I really want to see you fully healed from this, fully get beyond this, and it's just going to take some work. You worked, you did your best. That's one thing for all of us to be able to accept in these situations. We did the best we could with what we knew how to do, and we didn't have control of everything, and we couldn't predict the future. So that to me is the beginning. What do you think from there, Jill, Dave, that she needs to do?
Well, I think, Dina, you've got to look at it realistically and say that when you divorced, you had good reason to divorce. You lost control of him because he was involved with somebody else. And you ended up being powerless to do anything with him and even be informed about his suicide.
Right.
And that marks the letting go. The divorce marks the letting go, and you had good reason to let go. And you'd have been a fool to have not let go because of his infidelity, and recognize that you're not his savior, and you couldn't have saved his life, even if you'd wanted to and known about what was going on. You couldn't have, because he was totally disconnected from you and with somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, I reached out to the family in California several times. And I think the stigma of mental health, like he was paranoid and probably schizophrenic, which is a lot to for an average person like me, and I grew up in the Middle East. Like, I mean, you know, I did what I can. I don't have any knowledge in the
thing.
Even the professionals don't have much knowledge.
Yeah, and Dina, it had been 6 years. It wasn't like you were even currently connected to him, that you knew that he was currently unstable, right? And someone who's determined to commit suicide, they will do it, right?
That's right.
They can act like they're stable. And a lot of times it's because they've made the decision. So everybody thinks they're doing better. Yeah. And then they go and commit suicide. So
let's do this. I really hope, if you'll hold on, I'd love for you, let us get you to a counselor. We got plenty in your area that are great. Do some work with them. And I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice. I think there's some great, great things in there. And then let me send you Dave's book, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, because there's some forgiveness work that needs to be done here, and I'm really glad.
And let me, Steve, also say, you know, Dina, it's understandable that you would have these feelings, and I know that you have done some work on the divorce, but if you're no longer in counseling, like Steve is saying, this is a time to get back into counseling, because just like what you're doing with us, you have a need to really process this and make sense of it and wrap your head around it, and so you need to do that with someone who's safe.
Yep. I wish we had more time. I'm glad that you called. There are a lot of other folks that deal with unexpected loss
has
strange, mysterious things, and I hope that this would help them.
It never will be explained satisfactorily.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's go to Deborah, and she's calling from the Los Angeles area, another great station, KKLA, right out there. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
So my question is, I am dealing with my mother, who is in her early 80s, who's been taking care of my handicapped brother for 36 years.
Yeah.
And it has become a heavy burden, but she's angry all the time. I've tried to get her to move in with me so I could help her, because she lives too far from work, and it's just an hour and a half to travel each way, and I can't do that.
Okay.
I guess my concern is, I know I can't do anything for her. I've tried helping her, I've tried bringing her to the Lord, and that just brought in more anger than anything. But like yesterday, she slashed out. You know, something was happening, and she goes, "You don't care." And I go, "But I didn't know what's going on." And even if I know what's going on and I try to take action, she's like, "Don't take my control from me." And so I've been dealing with this for quite a while. I'm in my 50s, so I've been dealing with it for a long time. And sometimes I realize this morning, I just want to run away. I mean, I've tried confronting her, and I've done a lot of healing due to my marriage or my divorce. And I, you know, came to realize a lot of things, that I was codependent, and I don't want to, like, I know I can't force her to do anything, but I want to know what.
And how old is she?
I guess as a daughter, she's 82.
Okay. And you want to know what?
I guess, am I wrong for saying, okay, then I'll leave you alone? I mean, she kind of got so angry. She was so angry in her situation that she told off one of my brothers. And I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Well, here's something, first of all.
She does that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so hurtful.
Well, in our experience, here's the tough reality. There's age 82. And then there's age 82. And many times they don't look anything alike. And I'm just wondering, you know, how much of this is her character and how much of this could be influenced by dementia and other things with aging. What do you think? Jill, start us off here. What are you...
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, there's obviously, you know, she's been the ultimate caretaker, having to care for someone. And, you know, at a certain point, there's a lot of resentment that can build up as a result. And it sounds like it is leaking out all over the rest of you, right? She's kind of the martyr caretaker. And so, you know, also I think, you know, at some ages, certain people lose their filter. So their ability to kind of contain and be more socially appropriate. And it sounds like that's happening with your mom, and that she's just, you know.
She's been this way for a long time.
Okay, so like Steve said, that's part of her character, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
it's just maybe gotten worse.
Sounds like it.
Right.
Because who we are comes out more strongly.
Okay, so when we come back, I'm going to give you.
My question is, okay.
Okay. Yeah. What's your question?
It's just, do I continue trying to help her, or do I set back?
Yeah.
Because I know I can't do the work for her.
Right.
Give you an answer and more when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to do three shows today. One live, two taped. Hope you'll join us for 1, 2, and 3. All right. By the way, growing older, not fun. It's tough on everybody. We'll be back.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, and so many of the folks that listen to our program, you're struggling. First, you struggle with grown kids, and then you struggle with trying to raise parents that now are in the later years here. And that's what we're having to deal with here with Deborah. And so, Dave, talk to Deborah a little bit, and then we'll try to give her some resources to help.
Well, I think, Deborah, your mother's purpose in life is to take care of her son. And she's getting near to the end of her life and is concerned about what's going to happen to him and resents the fact that she's had to do it, and but she relishes it and she plays the victim. She does all kinds of things with that. And I think you need to get all the siblings together and come up with a plan and present it to her, saying, you know, we want you to know that we're going to take care of our brother after you're gone. We're not going to interfere between now and then, because it's your purpose and it gives meaning to your life. But we want to put your mind at rest that know that he's going to be taken care of.
Well, maybe even ask her, what do you want us to, how do you want us to handle things? Like, take notes, you know? You want her instruction on what to do. And but, not that she's going to leave anytime soon, but in the event that she does.
But you get out of the role of trying to get her to see things straight and make it with your siblings as well, so that it's a team effort and you aren't the sole purpose, the sole focus of her resentment.
And everybody's not taking turns getting the pot shots. You know, if you come together kind of united and you say to her, we're not trying to take control away from you. We understand that would be a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. How can we come alongside you? How can we add support? You know, physically, this is hard on you. What could we do? Because we want to be here to support you in whatever you're doing. Yeah. And just understand that she is angry and resentful, and you almost kind of have to have, you know, the armor of God on and let that stuff bounce off.
Right. Yeah, because
it's not take it seriously.
It's to be expected. Mm-hmm. She's caught in a dilemma herself.
Yes.
And she's passing that on to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one thing is don't try to teach her new things.
Yeah, or see it your way.
Try to change her. You want to accept who she is and the limitations. Secondly, you want to let her know you got a plan for that boy. And like Dave's saying, so you tell her, here's what we're all going to do together. And thirdly, you really have to not take it personally. People with emotional problems will take everything from you if you let them. And so you really need to get some help in grieving the loss of who she could have been.
That is it,
accepting
Steve.
Who she is. So we'll send you Take Your Life Back. And I hope that you'll read that because it really will. It'll keep you from being victimized by anything that she's going to go through. And here's the thing about aging. Whatever you're seeing now usually gets a little bit worse as they go along. So,
right.
I don't know how long she'll be
but
around.
Steve, but Steve, the point that you were making about grieving the loss of the mother that she, you know, that Deborah wanted, she's not going to get that mother.
No.
Right? Never. And so she can't keep looking for her. She has to look at who her mother is.
Yeah. All right. I'm really
who her
glad
mother has chosen to be.
Who her mother has chosen to be. Yeah,
there
that's
you
true.
Go.
Good
that's
point.
Right. That is right. Well, I choose to talk to a father, and that's Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. Doing good. You?
I am doing well, and you are an amazing father. Got Father's Day coming up this week. But
thank you.
You were just at Every Man's Battle, where some fathers were getting their act together. Tell us just a couple of things about that weekend.
Well, the most powerful thing to me is seeing the light bulbs go off in guys' heads. You know, we talked to them at the very opening and tell them a little story and say that the thing I like about this story is this man got healed when he went out to beg, thinking he was going to get money. Instead, he got crippled and he was healed. And these guys think they know what they're going to get, and they think they're going to get something easy, something good, and they discover something totally different when they get there, and it means a real life change. And it's just fun to see the light bulbs go off and realize they're not alone, God still loves them, and there is hope for them. That's the best thing about it.
A lot of those guys were there with a scholarship from people that donated to this ministry. Let's talk about that.
Well, we raise a lot of money for scholarships. Probably half of that money goes to Every Man's Battle, maybe a little more, because we do that one so often. But we don't want money ever to be a reason somebody can't come to a workshop.
Right.
And so we love to receive gifts for scholarship. That's really helpful, and it ebbs and flows, and we need it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And so we have a matching gift, right?
Yes, we do.
People are matching.
And I just want to remind people, this is a real matching gift. You know, we don't make this up, and it's not just a ploy. People are giving, the people that have seeded the money for the match to make the challenge, the money's coming in from them now. But we can't use that until you give, and it can be matched. So money will sit in an account until you make your gift and help us. And that's really important for us, to release that money and use it. So if you can make a gift, we've got a gift for you to say thank you, this little insulated tote.
That's big insulated tote.
Yeah, it is a big insulated tote. You're right.
It's a nice one. It really is.
But your matching gift means a lot. Call us. You can match it online. And it's because of what this money does, opening up people's lives and hearts to real change. That's what this ministry is all about.
Transformation. You want to be part of that. Would you support us? 1-800-NEW-LIFE or call us. Or go to the website, newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We'll be back right after this for the second half.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages, and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Here's the phone number. It's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love for you to join us. We're going to be here for 2.5 hours more, and we've got a lot of program here, a lot of answers for some pretty tough questions. Let's go to Mary, Montgomery, Alabama. She listens on Sirius XM, channel 131. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for joining us. We're happy that you're here today. How could we help you today?
Well, I called a little over a year ago, and you guys gave me some advice, and I finally decided to follow it and be a little more tough on my husband, who has been distant, and 5.5 years ago told me he didn't love me and all this. Couldn't find proof of an affair or anything like that. But Actually, the three of you that are on there today were the ones that I talked to 5.5 years ago. And a couple weeks ago, I decided to get tough on him, and I told him that, it's time for him to step up, and we're either going to be married or we're not married, which is pretty much what you guys had told me to do. And I told him that it was time for him to move toward the marriage and not, you know, live as is, which is what he wants me to be content as is. And I said, I'm not going to do that.
What was his response to that?
So he agreed to go to the intimacy and marriage workshop.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Great.
Yay.
There you are.
Yeah, who wants to live in a loveless marriage?
It's horrible. He told me 2 weeks ago that he's had no desire for me in 10 years.
So he's coming with you this on the 28th of June in Washington, D.C.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So what's the...
My question is, I've heard, 95% success rate, and I really don't want to have false hope or have my hopes up or anything like that. I mean, does that apply in a situation that I'm in?
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
apply.
Yeah. He needs some waking up.
So when a guy like him gets stuck in wherever he is stuck, he starts to think, I can't be this wrong, this sick, whatever. So it's all about you. A person like him comes to the workshop, and I think it kind of cracks open a little crack in the wall that says, hey, maybe she's not the enemy. Maybe she isn't that bad, undesirable. Maybe something in me could be fixed. Then they start to hear how other people have found new understanding, the role that they played in the family, or how they did or didn't attach to parents. Things like this start to come out and develop inside of him. And before it's over, he kind of starts to get this sense, I would be foolish to still be thinking that she's the problem. And it's very rare that little progression doesn't happen there. Mm-hmm. That the end result is, it would be foolish for me to think that this person I love, that now they're this horrible, that I don't have any desire. I don't have any desire because of the problems in me, not her. It really does change that that position inside of him when everything is working together for it. Now, yes, there are people that are so fragile, so locked in, they can't get there. They won't get there. They know too much, or their fear is too great. But that is what happens to almost every person that comes. Jill, Dave, your thoughts on
that? And somebody that has no desire, who isn't cheating, I mean, your husband sounds depressed and really shut down. Right? So he's just resigned himself to, well, this is as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm. And the power of the weekend is, with my apologies to Steve and Mylon and Kay, is really the small groups, because
that's true.
The guys learn something from the other guys. Mm-hmm. And there's a commonality to their problems that makes them wake up with what Steve was just describing, that This is about me. This isn't about her.
Well, and don't you think it gives hope, because he's in a hopeless place? He's resigned himself because that's all he can see. He can't figure a way out. And when you start to see things differently, you start to get hope.
And one of the guys in the group will start to see things differently, and it's contagious.
Yes.
That's why it's so
powerful.
So powerful.
Yeah, and you know, one of the most, we talk about it often here, one of the most fantastic couples came, and he was saying, you know, I'm here for her, and she looks like she's benefiting. And then one of the guys in the group says, what? I mean, you're the most dismissive guy we've ever seen. And that just started things to change. And so what you have is, you've got the power of the group, you've got the power of individuals talking to individuals, and the power of that person that's facilitated many of these groups, and the power of the information that I can almost guarantee you he's never heard. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're in need, whether you're at the end or you're at the beginning of the end, you know, if you have any amount of willingness to look inside yourself, will help you see what you can do. And it's not that painful, really, to make that change from they're horrible to, hey, maybe I could change some things. And then if you need some help with, how do I get this resistant person to come, well, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us give you some tips on how to make that happen. Then you can just kind of back off until that weekend and see if we can do what has happened with so many other people. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. In the meantime, let me send you How We Love. That's a place to start. I think it's just fantastic material from Mylon and Kay, and can really start to change things. But a man is and a woman that have no desire for each other, you know, you really have to ask yourself, what is the source of no desire? And when you start to work on that, oh, I think the sky's the limit as to what could happen, and we see it transform so many times. All right, 1-800-229-3000. I just want to mention that if you give to Club New Life $30 a month, we will send you the best of the best library out of our co-hosts here. It's 8 books that we'll send you as a way of saying thank you, which include How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, The Secrets Women Keep. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of the foundation that supports this ministry. $30 a month, the books are worth $129, just our way of saying thank you for being part of the New Life Giving family. You might not be able to help folks like us, but when you help us, it's just like you helping them yourself. All right, let's go to, how about we go to Greta from Mobile, Alabama, another great station, WBHY. Hi, Greta, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for being there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter who's 29 years old. She used to go to a psychiatrist and take meds for anxiety and depression, and she used to go to counseling, but that's what she would resist, the counseling, talking about the past, getting through the past. So now the problem I have, and I guess, is he's gotten off all the meds, and she feels proud of herself for doing that because it was a lot of meds. And she's living with me, but she's not doing anything. She's not going to work, and one part of her says, okay, I've gotten off the meds, I'm doing really well. And the other part of her says, well, Mom, I can't work right now because I'm still getting through all the things I've gone through. She would leave my house a month at a time, come back, and she would just do things that was just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
A life that was just not okay. So I'm wondering, what do I do? When I try to get her to go back to counseling to get through these problems, she said, well, I don't need counseling. All I need is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be an enabler, but wow. I guess that's what I'm doing.
Well, I don't know that you're being an enabler unless you don't do something different after this phone call. How about that? But I have a new kind of new favorite phrase that I think is important and applies here. Nothing fixes everything. Doesn't sound that profound, okay. Does it? But medicine doesn't fix. Well, nothing. You know, medicine doesn't fix everything.
Yeah.
A relationship doesn't fix everything. Even when a man goes to Every Man's Battle and he will never look at pornography again, does that fix everything in his life? Absolutely not. Nothing fixes everything. But we need to get out of the way the big thing so that we can work on the other things that surround it or have been caused by it or impacted by it. So we'll talk more about this afterward. But anybody that you think just medication, no, there's some other painful work that needs to be done. Too bad that's true, but it's good news to know that it's true. We'll be back right after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Glad you're with us. We're going to be in the studio for another couple of hours. You can join us at this number, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. One of those very rare days where we're in the studio for 3 hours versus two. And, you know, we're talking here with Greta. We want to give her some things so that there's just no question. She's not enabling, not endorsing, not fostering anything. So, Jill, you want to start and then Dave?
Okay. Well, Greta, you know, nothing is for free. And you do your daughter no favor by allowing her to live free of charge without having, without requiring anything of her. So if she's out of work, then, you know, at 29, it's a privilege to live at home. Rent could be in the form of she attends counseling. She goes to a group. She does something proactive to help herself versus I'm fine as is and I need to just kind of pamper myself because I have all these issues.
I think she's scared that she's going to miss out on life because she's older and hasn't married yet. And you don't just jump into a marriage relationship from nowhere. She's got to do some of the work in getting a context of out of which she can build relationships. If she won't go to a women's Bible study, maybe she'll go to an Al-Anon group. But somehow she's got to get connected in the group relationally, or else she's going to make bad mistakes with the kind of relationship she's looking for.
Well, and you could sell it, because this is true, that the best way to find a life partner is to have a group of women friends. One, they have lots of contacts, people they know, but two, they help steer you in the right direction.
So one of the most common questions that come up is, do you think I need counseling? I would just say the irrefutable evidence that counseling is needed here would be being 29, living at home, not having a job. I mean, for all sorts of reasons.
And having the faulty mindset that says all I need is a relationship to solve everything.
That's right.
The Prince Charming, right?
Well,
it's a Cinderella idea.
There are a lot of different reasons, and there are some valid reasons for a 29-year-old to be living at home. But when you don't have one of those kinds of valid reasons for living at home at 29, then the person that you would attract while living at home at 29 and not having a job, that probably isn't a person that, you know, and again, like I say, unless there's some valid reason that's there that we're not aware of. So you want to get the job. If you can't get the job, counseling helps you get it and keep it, gives you a different way of thinking, doing, moving, relating to other
And you can do counseling to deal with the current situation. You don't have to dig in the past all the time.
I'm going to send Take Your Life Back. I hope that's going to help you. I would give it to her. I would go over with her. I would encourage both of you to go to recovery meetings. Do something. But again, it is enabling for you after this phone call to do nothing. She needs to have some requirements, and she needs to fulfill those requirements no matter what. Okay, let's see. I think I can squeeze in one last phone call. The phone number here, 1-800-229-3000. Troy, don't have a lot of time, but I want to get to your call. Let's see how we do here. How can we help you today?
I'm just calling because my wife of 5 years has recently just left the house.
Oh, boy.
Didn't really give me any good reason. She said she needed time to clear her head. Mm-hmm. And she left, and she went to stay with her kids, and she told me she's filing for divorce. I have no recourse. I talked with elders in my church, and I've been trying to go through them, and she's only met with them once, and she's just coming up with these stories that I'm a controlling individual, and, you know, and that she doesn't feel like she's empowered to talk, and
is that true? Because that doesn't mean she's entitled to a divorce, but I'm just curious what the dynamic is there.
She, you know, when we don't have the best communication skills, I try to talk, and when I do talk, when I do have a conversation, I do tend to dominate a little bit. You know, I talk a lot, but I've really been working on that with her. I've given her multiple opportunities. I've asked her, you know, now I'm ready to listen to you. Do you have anything you want to talk about? I'm just going to listen. She doesn't accept that. Mm-hmm. She doesn't try to take me up on that.
This is a pretty familiar scenario. Dave, you want to get started here? We don't have a lot of time. But
she's interested in somebody else. Whether she's acted on it or not is beside the question. She's got another interest, and that's why you're blamed for it all, and that's why there's no chance of you bringing her back into the situation. So I think I think knowing that, you still have to kind of get your own act together and get the help that because you need the help whether this marriage works or not.
Well, and Dave, I'm just going to edit you a little bit there. When you say no chance, there's
little chance.
If it is another person, then those chances are diminished. But miracles do happen.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that you can make that miracle more likely is rather than just talking to the elders, that you tell her, I recognize some of the things that I did to lead you to this point, whatever that point is. And here's what, I'm not waiting to see whether or not you're going to stay. Here's what I'm doing. Once I realized that it was so serious it would cause you to leave and divorce, here's what I'm doing. I'm not waiting for anything. I'm going to get better.
And I've done that. I'm counseling my elders. I've set up appointments with a Christian counselor.
Good.
Talk with a counselor at work. And I've told her all this stuff. And I've showed her, you know, this. Look, if I have problems that I'm unaware of, I'm totally open to diving into that. And I'm sorry if I've made any mistakes. I wasn't aware this was that bad. And she just, it's just like she's, you know, it's too late. Kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And she's real argumentative and angry towards me.
Okay. Well, the thing you want to do is whatever that is within your realm to do. And the more you do, the stronger you get, the better you are for the kids, whatever arrangement ends up. And so I would really do more than less. I'm so sorry that this has happened.
Yeah.
I do more than less. Hold on. I want to see if we could find a counselor. And then, you know, one of the things that has worked with some people is when you say, yeah, if you're going to leave, how about going to this marriage intensive and, you know, doing one last thing so you can say you did everything possible before you left.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do come, the chances of things getting better increase. I mean, it's just phenomenal what we can do if
right.
we can just
or,
get them
right.
to come.
Yeah.
Wish we had more time. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to get that in. 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to send him a copy. Take Your Life Back. It's going to be good. I think it'll help. And then also, I'll send him Healing is a Choice. Come join us. 1-800-229-3000. And if you need help right now, want to come to the workshop, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's also where you can support us. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.